Wide receiver Don Beebe had an historic NFL career after coming out of tiny Chadron State in Nebraska. The 5'11", 185-pounder played in six Super Bowls with Buffalo and Green Bay. He coached his son Chad, also a wideout, in high school, where the younger Beebe caught 65 passes for nearly 1,000 yards and 15 touchdowns, his senior season leading his team to a state title. Chad would go on to play college ball at Northern Illinois. Then he signed on with the Minnesota Vikings as a free agent in 2018. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary Today. This is Greg Stewart. Our show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can go online at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give and help support the show. Chad Beebe has been on injured reserve since being banged up at a preseason game for the Minnesota Vikings, hoping to get back before the end of the 21 campaign, but that remains to be seen. But he is here today with us again on Sports and Commentary. So, Chad, similar stories between your dad and yourself, both coming from small college, relatively small college football programs. You're both smaller guys in the NFL, but both you and your dad made it to the National Football League. So who's got the more unlikely NFL story, you or your dad?
Well, it's oh, gosh. This is a really good question. You know, I hadn't thought about this. This is a great question. You know, in my mind, I feel like our stories are a little bit different. It, you know, the theme of being an almost impossible, you know, an impossible player to make the NFL in that sense, or what the world would say is like, how did he make it? You know, that theme is the same, but, his is a little bit different. You know, mine kind of pertained a little bit more to injuries and whatnot, and you know, in that path, and then not being drafted. You know, I wasn't a free agent right away either. I was actually a minicamp invite, and that's basically just another guy they bring into the first minicamp in the spring as a body for the quarterbacks to throw to. You know, and I was just fortunate enough by God's grace to perform well enough where then they signed me as a free agent at that point. You know, and my dad was drafted. So the stories are a little bit different in that sense, you know, with the details. But the theme is, you know, I guess in a sense the same. So I can't really answer that question because they are different in my mind, but yeah, they're both pretty cool stories.
Yeah. Yeah. What has been your dad's influence, Chad, on your football career?
Oh man. Oh yeah. My goodness. You know, he coached me in high school ball. And that's definitely where it all started. You know, growing up, I just loved to be outside. I love sports, you know, so I was just playing all kinds of sports and doing the things and just, you know, enjoying life as a kid. And then we got to high school, and I remember having a conversation my sophomore year, and, you know, my dad and I were just talking, you know, about the future, yes, as a sophomore, you know, like what was that going to look like? And he just sat me down and asked me, you know, what do you want to do? You know, do you want to play is football kind of what you want to do? You know, because at that point, I had shared with him multiple times, you know, my passion for football at a young age. Yes, I had passionate just about the game, and I said, you know, Dad, I love football, and if I could make, you know, make it to the NFL, that's the dream. I mean, that's what I would love to do. And he said, all right, well, there's stepping stones, obviously, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done beforehand, and you know, we were just talking about college, and I was just saying, you know, I'd love to stay, you know, play in the biggest stadiums. And then from then that point on, we kind of put a plan together of how, you know, we're going to make that happen. Obviously a lot of early mornings and working out and just being diligent and trying to use the tools that God had given me, you know, because I'm not the biggest guy. So trying to be smart on the field and be savvy and route running and just his knowledge of 9 years in the NFL. And the coaches that he had, you know, he just had built up all this knowledge for many years, and it was obviously it was huge for me to be able to learn from him. And I took it to heart. I mean, I truly did. I worked at it. And I wanted to learn everything I could from my father. And I will say, though, the biggest thing that he had ever done for me was being able to separate coach and dad. You know, when he was coach, he was a coach. But when he was a dad, he was a dad. And I needed that more than anything.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. I had your dad on the show this summer, Chad, and he was telling me the story about winning that Super Bowl with Green Bay. And said that he handed you, just a little tyke back then, handed you the game ball from that Super Bowl victory. You remember that?
Actually, I have that ball still in my in my basement here.
Wow.
So, yeah. Me and my dad, we got a special bond, that's for sure. And I don't know, maybe part of that is because I'm the only boy. You know, I got three sisters. But I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, I just think that my dad and I have a special bond. We're very similar. We share a lot of the same interests, and he's definitely one of my best friends. There's no doubt.
Hmm. What father wouldn't want to hear that, huh? 27-year-old Chad Beebe of the Minnesota Vikings with us on Sports and Commentary. Still want to visit about lessons God's taught you in your life, your relationship with him through, you know, the ups and downs you've had in football, and this year particularly, being on the IR all season after that preseason injury. So we'll get back to that. We're going to take a little Christmas break here for you and for yours truly, and be back with that next week as we reconnect to talk a little more football and certainly about your faith. Chad, thank you for being here. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. God bless you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.